great pleasure to come this morning and to share with you my favourite Bible passage. Passage I'm preaching from this morning is starting with Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? For the Lord your God is with you always. More so than ever, this passage has got me through these last 2 years, being away from family, and especially in the last little bit with COVID. Knowing God's presence with us, knowing that we've been commanded by God to be strong and courageous, has certainly been a passage that I've lent on and relied on a lot in the last 2 years. And especially during this time of COVID with lots of uncertainty, and more recently for me, in the face of disappointment. A great opportunity had been offered to me, and then plans changed at what seemed like the drop of a hat. And so dealing with that sense of disappointment is tough. And I know that this is something that many of us are going through during this time of COVID, as lots of things haven't happened that we all thought were absolute givens. And then out of the blue, they haven't happened. So this passage is really helps me to understand God's love for me and how we do cope with disappointment in the face of our whole story. What I love about this is it's God's presence with us, that it's God's command to be strong and courageous, but his reminder is that I am with you always. Often in the middle of disappointment, we can feel alone, we feel let down, we feel abandoned. And this passage reminds us that no matter where we are, even if our life has taken a completely different path, that God is with us, whether we go down the path we thought we were going down, or whether we go down this completely unexpected path that we thought was, there was never any chance of this happening, that God is with us in the midst of all of that, God's presence. So this passage is very dear to me. This Joshua 1:9, it's helped me a lot across my ministry, knowing this command of to be strong and courageous in the face of disappointment, in the face of a whole heap of challenges. This passage is great. A passage that goes really well with this is another passage from Isaiah, which you might know from the last part of this, which talks about mounting up on wings like eagles. I have the pleasure to have my mum with me this week, so I've asked her if she would read this passage for me in the midst of this message today. So we're going to hear from her as she reads to us from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31.
Today I'm reading from Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. Do you not know, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
Thanks for that, Mum. It's great to hear this passage from Isaiah. It goes really well with this passage from Joshua, Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous, because it reminds us that no matter what happens to us, no matter how frail we are, it's a really strong reminder that God does not grow faint. God does not grow weary. And in the midst of our frailties, in the midst of our disappointments, he's the one that upholds us, that he gives us strength, and we can learn to rely on his strength in the midst of that disappointment. So when I'm feeling disappointed, when I'm feeling weak, when I'm feeling weary, I don't have to try and muster up my own strength. I can stop in that moment and rest and wait and rely on God's strength. This passage reminds us, those who wait on the Lord, their strength will be renewed. Their strength will be lifted up. They will be supported in the midst of whatever it is that they're facing. And you might even think about the bridge that's behind me. That in life, our life's journey takes us along different paths. And every now and again, we come across disappointments that can seem like this impassable object. I like to see that it's God's strength, which is the bridge that we use to get over that disappointment. Disappointment is always going to be an obstacle. It's always a thing that happens that we didn't expect. It's always that path we thought wasn't going to happen. And in the midst of that we can feel like it's impassable. And often we get really bogged down in our disappointment, where we think, Why has this happened? You know, surely, you know, I prayed about this. Surely this was going to go the way that I thought it was going to go. Everything was showing me, I really thought that God was showing me this is the way that I was going to go. And when disappointment comes, it often comes as a shock. And in the midst of that, we often can't see past it. The bridge is a really helpful way because it reminds us that every obstacle can be bridged, that every creek, all these rivers that once were impassable, now are passable. And it's not our strength that we rely on, it's the strength of the bridge that we rely on. And in this moment, and in this circumstance, during COVID and during the uncertainty of a whole heap of things, it's God's strength that we can learn to rely on. The most important part that I pull from this, though, is the waiting on the Lord. One of the hardest things with disappointment is we often get disappointed, and the minute we kind of deal with the disappointment, we want the next thing to happen straight away. This passage reminds us, it says, those who wait on the Lord, their strength will be renewed. So there's a sense there, there's this waiting that we do where we wait on the Lord. And it reminds me then, what is it that we do in that waiting? And it reminded me of the discipline that we have, that we read our Bible, we take the time to pray, to wait on the Lord in prayer, in reading, in those age-old spiritual disciplines that the church fathers did for centuries. We're reminded that that's what gave them strength. In the face of the many hurdles and disappointments they had in life, it was the discipline that they had that got them through that. This passage from Isaiah reminds us of that discipline. Those who wait on the Lord, their strength will be renewed. We don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to know what's coming tomorrow. We can wait and know that God is a God who keeps his promises. We know that the God that we believe in is a God who never grows weary or faint. That when we feel like that, we're reminded that he doesn't feel like that. And we can wait and know that he will keep his promise and wait and look to see what's the bridge he's going to give me to get across this disappointment. What's the bridge he's going to give me to get across this grief, the circumstance that we're facing. God is the one who will give us the answer. So I like to think about this passage, Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous, but coupled with this verse from Isaiah, that God never grows faint or weary, and those who wait on the Lord will be renewed in their strength. And we're going to hear from the worship team this morning the song, Even If You Don't, a great song that reminds us that God does keep his promises, but even if it doesn't seem like he's keeping his promises, in that midst, in that moment, we will still worship him. In that moment, we will not lose faith. We will rest and wait on the Lord and know with confidence that he is the author and the protector and perfecter of our faith.
Even if dances in front of